My dear family of God, on this sacred day we celebrate the Holy Trinity. The readings remind us of that divine love of God which is being unfolded to us. My dear family of God, our human life is a mystery in the mystery of God, the Holy Trinity. Having been created in the image and likeness of God, we share in that divine life, which is always a mystery being unfolded to us. And this mystery is unfolded to us through the revelation of God's own love to his people. And God has not done so by distancing himself from us, but always seeking to be closer to us and to reveal his loving graciousness to his people. My dear family of God, today, as we receive from the first reading, God proclaims his name to his servant Moses, and by extension, to the people of Israel. This is a classic declaration of the attributes of God himself. And so the proclamation of his name, Lord, Lord, is a revelation of his divine character as a God full of mercy, graciousness, forgiveness, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. My dear family of God, at the proclamation of his divine character and a revelation of himself to Moses as a loving God, Moses then could petition God for his forgiveness on behalf of the people of Israel. And so, the intercession of Moses pleading for God's forgiveness for the people of Israel is preceded by the revelation of God's steadfast love. God revealing himself to Moses as a gracious God, a loving God, and a forgiving God. It says only at thus that Moses could ask God, "If I have found favor in your sight, then go with us." Though these people are stiff-necked people. Beloved, this encounter of Moses with God comes after, at the foot of the mountain, the people of Israel had turned their back to God and had given themselves to idol worship when they had made the golden calf, crying out to that image that this is the God who has brought us from the land of Egypt. And God turned to Moses, telling him, "Go down to the foot of the mountain. Your people have soiled themselves. Now with sin in the hearts of the people of Israel, those whom God spoke of in possessiveness, in the call of Moses, telling him that I have seen the affliction and I've heard the cry of my people, now cease to be God's people. They have become the people of Moses." And so God said to Moses, go down there. Your people have soiled themselves. And so Moses now will take advantage of God's revelation of his loving graciousness to plead for his forgiveness for the people of Israel, telling him, if I, your servant, have found favor in your sight, then go with us. My dear family of God, yes, this is the divine love that we come to celebrate on this solemn day of the Holy Trinity. Beloved, as we do so, St. John also in the Gospel present to us that the earthly mission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is part of that heavenly plan of the Father who displays the depth of his love to his people through the sacrifice of his Son. And so he proclaims to us, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that through him the world might be saved. He has not sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, that whoever who comes to faith in him might be saved and not perish. Yes, this is the divine love. God has demonstrated the in-depth of his love to us in the supreme gift of offering of his only begotten Son. As we read from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 8. God demonstrating his love to us, offered his only begotten Son. And by that offering of the gift of his Son, we have come to possess the fullness of the expression of divine love to us. My dear family of God, this is the nature of the Holy Trinity. God in three divine persons, perfect in harmony, perfect in love and unity, and perfect in relationship. There's no tension. There's no fight among them. But all of them work together for the salvation of the human race in that revelation of divine love. And this is what God has demonstrated to us. In loving graciousness, he brought into existence the universe, creating the human race in his own image and likeness, sharing himself with us. When man had fallen into sin, his loving grace would aid him to offer us his only begotten Son, the Redeemer of the world, who revealed to us that fullness of God's love when he mounted the wood of the cross to offer himself, and even was on the cross praying for the forgiveness of his persecutors. Jesus Christ revealed to us that fullness of divine love by giving up himself willingly for the salvation of the world. Knowing that we are weak and we have the inclination to fall into sin, as he promised us the Father's gift, the Holy Spirit has been bestowed upon us. He who dwells within our hearts, guiding us in divine truth, that living this divine love among ourselves, we may finally inherit that heavenly kingdom the Son has promised us. The three divine persons work in harmony. work in perfection for the good of God's people. And therefore, with our life being a mystery, in the mystery of this Holy Trinity, we come to possess, to some level, the divine character of God in His loving graciousness. And it is in this that I believe that throughout the salvation history, God has sought to bring us to its true knowledge, that discovering the depth of His divine love, we will live loving one another. And by doing so, we prepare ourselves to also inherit our heavenly kingdom. My dear family of God, as Catholic Christians, and more so being a priest, I glory in the fact that our Christian life is being defined by the Holy Trinity. At the baptismal font, in the sacrament of baptism, we were received and incorporated into this divine life through the baptismal form of Trinitarian formula, being baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We were initiated into this divine life. And so, as Catholics, we do not offer any act of prayer without beginning in the name of the Holy Trinity, marking ourselves with the sign of the cross and proclaiming the three divine persons. We sign ourselves with this character of the Holy Trinity. Not only that, even when we are dead, in the last rite, when we are being buried, either to have the Holy Cross being placed on the casket or in elsewhere, when dust is being thrown upon the casket, the priest, using the processional cross, will trace the sign of the cross on the casket. That just as we were received into God with a sign of faith in the name of the Holy Trinity, may that symbol of faith lead us to our eternal home. This is how our life has been defined. We share in the character of the Holy Trinity. And therefore, we cannot live to the fullness of our Christian life as disciples of Christ without also emulating the loving character of this Holy Trinity. And so Jesus gave us the commandment, love one another just as I have loved you. Love is the summary of the Ten Commandments. If you love God and love our neighbor as ourselves, no one will go against any of the commandments. And so by being defined by the life of the Holy Trinity, our emblem is the divine love, that we truly love one another, not under pretense, but a love that stems from the recesses of our heart. And this is the love that God has shown to us. He proves the in-depth of His love to us through the sacrifice of His Son. For He loved us to the extent that He offered His only begotten Son, that as we come to faith in Him, we also come to possess that eternal life. We are praying today that just as the Lord has bestowed upon us his gift of his Spirit, the Spirit who dwells in us, that with his presence with us, guiding us in the truth, will continue to enlighten our hearts and mind, that being inflamed with divine love, we always live as the true sons and daughters of God. May the Lord, who has demonstrated to the perfection of his love to us, journey with us as we also determine to love one another just as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.